Don't give me shit about the beard. I know it looks kind of scraggly and pathetic, right? I've grown it out, what, a couple of weeks now? Let's give it another couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks. If at the end of that period it still looks like shit, you know, I'll shave it off. But for now, you know, I'm just, fuck it, it's just hair. I'm back, and here's a new video. Never believe a woman's words. Never. Never believe a woman's words. Never trust a woman's words. Okay? I mean, it doesn't matter what she's saying. It could be all very reasonable and sensible and logical and all the rest of it. Don't believe her. Whatever is coming out of her mouth, do not believe her ever. Do not trust her words ever. Do not ever think that she will do what she says that she is doing. Only trust a woman's actions. Okay? And this is really important, actually. See, you have to understand the nature of language, okay? You have to understand how men and women use language and view language, okay? I mean, what does a guy use language for? He uses it to tell other men what he is going to do, because that's what men are. They are doers. You tell a guy, I'm going to go over there and hunt the mastodon. You want to be with me or not? You with me? Great. Let's go and hunt the fucking thing. And you know, you stand over there and I'll stand here and we'll kill the fucker, right? That's what men use language for, to communicate their actions, to communicate what they are going to do. But see, women, they don't use language to communicate what they are going to do. They use language for social cohesion, to stick together, to smooth out the social friction that's going on. You see what I'm saying? Like, for instance, two women have a fight. Have a fight about whatever the fuck, right? They have a fight, and what do they start to do? They start to talk it over. They start to talk it over and blah, 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 blah. I mean, if you ever hear two women who've had a fight and who start talking shit over, I mean, it's like this verborrhea. It's like this cloud of words, right? This cloud of words envelops them, right? And then they start talking and talking and talking and talking. I mean, fucking worse than me, right? And they talk endlessly. And it's sort of like a tennis match, right? Like, one talks, and then the other talks, and then one cries and talks, and then the other cries and talks, and then one laughs and talks, and the other laughs and talks, and they talk and talk, bing, bong, bing, bong. And at the end of it, these two women who had had a big fight over whatever the fuck, right, they emerge from this talkathon, and they're best friends. And here's the thing, see, the underlying problem between them was not solved. See, they didn't solve the problem. They didn't solve the impasse. They just used words to smooth over the differences, like fucking epoxy. That's what they use words for, see? So a woman, when she's dealing with a man, with you, she'll tell you whatever the fuck she thinks is necessary to achieve what she wants, okay? She will say anything. And we fucking fools, because we're men, because, you know, God, you know, loves us in some ways because he gave women menstruation and us, he did not. And you should be thankful for that. Well, yeah, but in other ways, God hates us because he made us stupid, dumber than women in a lot of respects. See, we listen to women, and because we find women so beautiful and so pretty and you know, their hair and their eyes and their tits and their ass and their pussy just feels so good when our dick is inside of it, right? That we believe them like fucking morons. We believe whatever the fuck some woman will tell us. Read the fucking Bible, huh? Delilah and shit. There are a whole bunch of women in the fucking Bible who said bullshit and the fool men believed her. Look at this fucking Kavanaugh situation, right? A classic example, right? This fucking cunt, she's up there on the stand in the Senate, right? And what's her name? Blasey Ford. And she says a bunch of shit. And everybody knows that she's lying. Every woman knew that she was lying her ass off. And the men like fucking morons. They're like, oh, poor thing. You know, she must have been assaulted by this bad Kavanaugh guy. It was bullshit, right? Okay. I'm sorry if I rant about this, but you have no idea how many times I hear about some fucking moron. I mean, like a guy who's like really fucking smart. He's really fucking smart in a lot of things. I mean, like, the guy's a nuclear physicist, man, you know, and he's a great hunter, you know, he's like into archery and shit, and he's great at that, and he does woodworking, and he wins the Nobel fucking Prize, right? But the fucking idiot gets fooled by what women say all the time. Don't be like that. Do not fucking be like that. Don't allow yourself to be fooled by a woman, what a woman says. Okay? Because it's not that you can't believe her. You have to understand the psychology of the woman. See, like I said before, she's trying to smooth over any kind of friction that's going on between you and her. So she'll use words, any word necessary, to make you like her. See? That's the point. Assuming, of course, that she wants something to do with you. When a woman doesn't want to have anything to do with you, she'll just blow you off. Just say, fuck off and get away from me, right? But if she has any kind of need of you, notice, not love for you, need of you, she will say whatever is necessary to convince you. See? It's evolution, okay? If you don't believe in evolution, you know, God made them that way. You know? Same fucking difference, right? Women are evolved or blessed by God with this ability to use words to wash away any difference, any problem, any social problem with another person. A woman will use words to just smooth out the way so that she can achieve her goals, whatsoever those goals may be. Maybe she loves you. And, you know, is going to say nice things to you to make you love her back. Maybe she is using you for your wallet or using you for whatever reasons. Maybe you're a cop and she wants to talk her way out of a ticket. So she's going to say words so that you will give her what she wants. You have to understand that a woman's words, it's not that they are lies, because they don't even think that they're lying. What they believe is happening is that they are simply solving the social problem. So solving that social friction that is happening between her and whoever she wants something from. Okay? And so that's why she will throw words at you, and they will sound lovely, and they will sound beautiful, and they will sound seductive as all get out. And you'll be thinking about, oh, she sounds so good, and you know, my dick feels so good when it's inside of her pussy, you know, so I should just believe her. Don't! Do not fucking believe her. Okay? You believe her and you're fucking doomed. That's the truth. Look what happened to poor John the Baptist, right? Or whatever the fuck. The story's in the Bible. The Bible has it all. You know, you don't even have to believe in God and Jesus and shit to know that the Bible is a great repository of human truths. And the number of lying women in the Bible is you know, legion. Because that's the way women are, and they don't mean to be this way. They are not lying or saying things that they don't mean or believe out of being evil or something like that. That's just foolish men who interpret it that way, who impose morality on their use of language. But women's use of language is just utilitarian, no different from men's use of tools. Pay attention to what a woman does. She says she's going to leave you and she hates you and all the rest. Well, you know, show her the door. See if she leaves. She won't. See, she's just saying that to get her way. Okay? A woman says that, you know, she's you know, only had like one lover or two lovers. She's lying. She's just saying that so you don't think she's a slut. See? A woman says that, oh, you know, the bills were real expensive and stuff like that. She's just lying because she blew the money on, I don't know, an expensive dinner or whatever the fuck, or some piece of little trinket, jewelry, whatever. And she doesn't want you to get upset that she blew the money on nothing, you know. Yeah, but she's not lying. She's not being immoral. That's the takeaway. Don't think of it as a woman being immoral, that she's lying to you. That's autistic. That's just stupid. Okay? Don't think of it those ways. No. Think of it that the woman is just, how can I put it? The morality doesn't enter into the picture. There is no morality to what she is doing. I'm not saying
amorality or immorality. It's just morality is not at issue in a woman's mind. She just wants everybody around her to be happy doing what she wants them to do. And that's why she uses language. Okay? Learn this lesson. It's a simple lesson. It's a simple lesson. The sooner you realize that anything a woman says is just so much bullshit, or not bullshit, it's just irrelevant. The sooner you learn that what a woman says is irrelevant, and the sooner you realize and focus on her actions, what she is actually doing, the happier you'll be. You'll be happy. Yeah, because you'll understand women. See? See, this is the great conundrum of men's lives, okay? Men think that women should be like men, which is foolish. Women are unique. They are beautiful and wonderful. They smell so good, and their hair and their eyes and their tits and their ass and all the rest of it. They are so wonderful, but you have to take them as they are, not the way you want them to be. No, take them as they are. Accept them for what they are. And be pragmatic. And always look at her mouth, listen to her words, but watch what she does. And you'll be a happy man. Like I always tell you, little shits, I know shit not because I'm smarter than you, but because I've been around longer.